Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Angela Neal, stand by there, in Kent and Lynn. Benoit, you saw this exposure therapy. How does it work? And is this the answer to everybody? I mean, some people may just live in environments where they've got too much exposure.
Right. So and Lynn can speak a little bit about this if it's the answer for everybody. For a lot of the kids, most people who research anxiety and how to treat it are big believers in exposure therapy. SSRIs could actually be very helpful as well for a number of kids. Not all. Exposure therapy doesn't work for all kids either. So
exposure therapy? Like you're afraid of spiders, so throw a spider on the bed? I don't know.
So I'll talk about it in terms of what I witnessed for dealing with kids with social anxiety. So it would be for Jake, who was really panicked about college. He had to go with the support of therapists on the campus of Dartmouth College near where Mountain Valley is and go up to strangers and say, I didn't have the grades to get into Dartmouth, and to deal with that awkwardness. But you're both going up to a stranger and talking about mm-hmm. nonsensical things. Mm-hmm. Kids there had to go up. One had to go up to a stranger in Walmart, knock the man's hat off, walk away without apologizing, because
is this serious treatment? This works?
This works. So now it doesn't work on the first time, but it's gradual, and perhaps Lynn can speak to that, but it's about tolerating distress and uncomfortable feelings and learning that you can get through that. It also, for someone with OCD, it might mean walking around with a therapist and touching every garbage can on a street.
The thing I most hate to do. Lynn Lyons, we've got 1 minute and too much to take on board here, but fundamentally, what do we need to be doing to help this generation?
Well, I think we need to be doing exposure in clinical ways and exposure in getting through the day ways. And what exposure really allows you to do, just as Benoit said, is to step into a situation and realize that you can manage it. The thing I say to kids all the time is it is okay to say to your anxiety, to your worry, I don't like it, but I can handle it. And if we keep giving kids the message that it is wrong or that it is dangerous to step into discomfort and uncertainty, then we're feeding this anxiety thing. So it's all about stepping in, being able to manage it, being able to feel uncomfortable, being able to not know, and still being okay.
It sounds like a good formula, and not an easy road.
But a very possible road for sure.
Yeah, and one that a whole lot of people, young people, are going to have to walk down to find the ease in this world that we all need to live ultimately. Lynn Lyons, in Concord, New Hampshire, author of Anxious Kids, Anxious Parents. Thank you very much for being with us this hour.
My pleasure.
Angela Neal at Kent State University. Thank you so much for joining us, Angela.
My pleasure.
And Benoit Denizet-Lewis, for all your reporting on this, your terrific writing on this. Listeners, you can read it at our website. Thank you very much, Benoit. Thanks for being here. I'm Tom Ashbrook. Good luck, everybody. This is On Point.